I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, ready?
I'm so ready. I'm beyond ready.
2024.
Full on ready to bring in the new year.
Well, it's already here, Kate.
That's what I'm saying. Ready to bring it in. Bye-bye, 2023.
Wait, but it's here.
I know that. We're only 11 days in.
No, but you can't say I'm ready to bring it in when it's been rung in.
But it's brought in.
That's ready to bring it in.
We're 11 days in. I'm ready to see what the year is bringing. Last year was a shit show. I just am glad it's behind me.
I think you and I and all the listeners agree that year sucked.
Maybe some people had a good year.
Sure. But the overall, come on. Anyway, enough about 2023. We're here in 2024. What do you say? How's it going? That's your first 11.
Couldn't be happier. I moved in.
Yep.
I moved in. I'm a year older. Couldn't be happier.
Well, let's talk about your move because we've all been on the edge of our seats for 2 years.
You especially, because that's all you've heard me talk about for easily 3 months now. That's
been 2 years.
Yeah, but I didn't really talk your ear off much about it at the beginning because there was so much planning.
Okay,
last 3 months, it really geared up, and that's all. I was a one-track pony.
It did feel like you were moving for the last 2 months.
It did.
I got to move. I'm moving. I'm going to be moving. These are dates of moving. I'm moving. And then
the shower faucets. I need this. I need other valves.
Oh, I'm not even talking about that stuff.
Oh, I didn't.
We're talking about the move. Well, there was a lot leading up to the move.
From a box from point A to point B.
How the move changed dates, then the move happened, then the move has been happening.
Yeah, you were really on my... That's like Erin Daniels. Remember back in the day we used to joke about her itinerary? She'd love to share her itinerary.
Yeah.
I pulled Erin Daniels. I shared my moving itinerary, and I don't believe you ever asked for it. But when you'd call in the morning and say, how are you?
I do ask for it. That's your day. That's your life.
Right.
But we've all, when I say we, saying all the pockets and myself, we've been hearing about the renovations and the house and the build. And so it finally got, I'm not going to say completed because.
It's not completed.
It's not completed. You still have men in your house, but you've moved in. Mm-hmm. You are now in your dream home.
Mm-hmm.
That was a setup.
Oh, that's
for you. That was like
a. Okay. I thought there was going to be more. I got a great birthday present, which means we passed inspections to move in. It was the best gift I could have been given because it stuck to the timeline Anna had set. I got to give it to her. When she sets a deadline,
she meets it.
She meets the deadline. It's very impressive. So if you ever need help with deadlines, you should call Anna because she will move mountains. And we gave up this holiday because we knew that there was so much preparation and it was worth it because long story short, 2 days after the new year or a day after the new year, the second or third, moving people came. They helped organize our stuff. They put it in boxes.
The giant Russian men.
The giant Russian men came over that can truly lift a grand piano like it's a bed pillow. And they're like, what? It's fine. And they got us into our house. And it's amazing.
You said you have to pinch yourself. You said that today.
I do. I have to wake up in the morning. When I wake up in the morning, it hits me throughout the day. But usually in the morning when I wake up and I see the light and I have to pinch myself saying, I can't believe I'm here. Because I've been planning on this. We've been planning on this for over 2 years now. And to finally be in that manifestation is the greatest holiday gift, birthday present I ever could have gotten.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
On behalf of all the pockets.
So.
No, I really am happy for you. It's nice to see you smiling and relieved of this.
Oh, yeah.
Stress that was looming. And it's nice to see you in your home that you've made every decision on and about, and you're just in it. You're in it, you're living in it, and it's everything you've ever wanted.
You know who else couldn't be happier?
The dogs.
The pets. The cat is in bliss.
She is?
She couldn't be happier. I've never seen this cat happier.
What do you
in my
think
life.
That is?
I think she likes it. She has her own little setup in the laundry room where she eats and does all of her, and we put a cat door in the wall so she could have access.
Is she using it? Because you said she was just swatting at it.
No, she was drumming it like, she was drumming it like you for the first night because you just, in the middle of the night, I heard digga digga digga. But then she figured it out and now she uses it all the time. So she's away from the dogs.
That's some really nice independence for her.
Yes.
It's like only for her. It's only her door.
It's her playroom. Yeah. And she meows when the dogs come in, if the door is open on the other side, she's like,
right, like it's not your room.
Get the fuck out.
What are you doing in here?
But the dogs couldn't be happier. I open the back door and they find a spot in the sun. They sit next to each other and sunbathe.
That's really sweet.
Everyone's like happy. Seeing my family happy.
Of course
as long
you
as
do.
They're happy, I'm happy. Anna couldn't be happier.
Well, yeah, let's not forget about Anna. How's
couldn't
she doing? Happy.
She's amazing. All she wants to do is cook. In fact, you're coming over for the meal you requested. Do you want to share what that is?
Yeah, that's next week. No, I want to give Anna all her room to
experiment.
Yeah.
And bring to life what you requested.
Well, you said because she's Anna, I'm going to say the largest room in the house is the kitchen. It's bigger than your bedroom.
Yes.
And your island in the middle is like a ship. If she's ready to cook, I'm going to say for 30 people, if she wanted
to. She's so ready to cook for
30
people.
But she wants to.
Yeah.
She wants to spread out. So anyway, you called me and you said, Anna wants to know any requests because she
wants
to cook.
To do
she wants to use it.
Is cook. It's all she wants to do. She just wants to cook and she wants to cook for people. And she now wants to experiment with things and she wants to make things that she couldn't before because she didn't have the space.
Well, my requests are going to keep rolling in if this really is what she's.
Oh, this isn't a one-time thing. Bring the requests because I think the greater the challenge, the more excited she gets because she now has the space and the accoutrements to make that happen.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for her.
I'm happy for all of you, your entire family. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
Did you have fun in Mexico?
I think I might have had the time of my life.
Well, you said that about Italy.
I think it's paradise. Like, it's gorgeous. And it's like a sleepy little town that has perfect little restaurants and dirt roads that you bounce to get everywhere. And
what was the best thing you ate
there? The ocean, that storm that was in LA before we left, not in the air, but it was in the ocean. The waves are 20 feet high, which I personally have never seen in person. Mm. I've only seen that in the movies. So Kim and I would just walk down to the beach and watch the waves from a really cool perspective. And they were just like, but they wouldn't hit you. You had perched up on this little sand thing and then
sand
it was
dune.
Amazing.
It's a dune.
Okay, we were on dune. A dune. Yeah, like it was amazing. There were piñatas.
Oh.
I drank my face off.
Great.
Because I'm, of course, doing dry January.
You love your dry January.
Like, I do.
You
I love it.
Your dry January.
So I just like.
That lasts until about.
Had margaritas till the cows came home.
When in Rome.
We danced. Like, it was so fun.
Fucking fun.
We sang around a fire pit until 3 a.m.
You were up till 3 a.m?
Yes. Everybody left. And then we like had this fire, this group of women around the fire pit. And we were all like, we tried to think of every gay song in the world.
Did anyone pull up Simone DeFranco?
No, Kate, they didn't. No.
Why does everyone sleep on old like, school Ani DeFranco?
Come to my window. What?
Old school Ani is full on gay.
Well, you weren't there. You could have requested.
I wasn't invited.
You were moving. But you could have listen, give me for next time. I'll work on, I could grab the guitar. And if you have requests, I can pre-practice.
I know. There's one or two songs that I think
would be. The
ice
cream one?
No, you see, that's played out.
Oh, that's Sarah McLachlan.
No, I think Ani did an ice cream.
She did something. Was it about roller skates?
She did 32 flavors and then some. It was that song. But there's other.
What was the big Ani DeFranco song?
There's a number of them.
I know, but what was the one we all knew?
It
was
like a pretty girl. Not a Pretty Girl was the famous one. There was a couple others. I'll have to pull them up. I feel like...
Hold on. The one I'm thinking of is You're Fucking Ugly or You're...
Not a Pretty Girl?
Is that what it is?
There's a couple angry... There's more than one angry
song. Oh, no. I
got
it. Oh, my God. It just came to me. It was out of the back of my brain.
What?
Fuck You and Your Untouchable Face.
Fuck You and
Your Untouchable...
Is that
the song you're talking about?
That's one of them.
Fuck You and Your Untouchable Face.
See?
Wow. It just really came to me.
For existing in the first place. And who am I?
And who am I? Didn't she say that a bunch? And who am I? And who am I?
Who am I to be... Then there's something about a touch. And who am I to love you that much?
Do you remember this?
Something like that.
I'm only saying this because she did it and I fell victim to it. Or I chose to do it. I shouldn't say I was a victim. I thought it was so cool. And it also felt good. And I don't know what you took your left foot and you like put it, like you turned your toe in when you sang with the guitar.
That's very Green Day.
It is?
I feel like I saw What's His Nuts from Green Day.
Everyone was doing it in the early 90s. Like every girl, it was like if you turned your toe in, there was like a quaint, like all of a sudden you were like innocent and like... You could do that thing like fuck you. You could do do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
What I
do. You can do that. You can do that angsty. That? You can do that angsty.
Yeah, you could be angsty, but if you turned a toe in, it had an innocence also. Like a baby doll. You were like a baby doll with rage.
You were the perfect model for
and
Urban Outfitters.
And I loved it.
At the time.
I was like, this is my calling.
So you were a big fan of turning the left foot in?
There must be 1,000 pictures of me doing it. But it also stabilized me. I was like, it feels good. Like I can.
It must have opened up your hip flexors a little
probably.
Bit. No?
Things I didn't think about at 20 years old, but I did it. But I believe, if I'm not wrong, I believe Ani DeFranco also did that. And maybe I stole it from her.
Well,
I
fuck could also... you. And Your Untouchable Face. Yeah.
Yeah. Why were we all putting a left foot in? Turning a toe.
Bam.
Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. Honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. Honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress. And I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like
yeah.
I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into
okay,
bed.
Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix Sleep Quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep, are you hot, are you cold, are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. The 90s.
I loved them. I loved them.
I had my Liz Phair shirt on the other day at Trader Joe's. And the guy was really sweet. He was checking me out. He goes, oh, is that Swifty? And I was like, no, it's Liz Phair. And he goes, oh, who's that?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, God, I can't. No. And I go, she's a singer from the 90s.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what kind of music. And I was like, right, the car, it just kept going. And I was like, I don't know. And I'm like, how do you just, and I was like alternative. And it's so cool. I have to check it out. And I died inside. I was like, how old could I possibly be? And how much has the world changed?
Wow. We were, Anna wore her whole shirt. She has a whole t-shirt.
Yeah.
She wore that recently and went into a drugstore. And the cashier was like, oh yeah, Courtney. And he claimed to be a big Nirvana fan. And then he went on to say, she killed Kurt, right?
I knew you were going to say that next.
And Anna just...
What'd she do?
She said, just give me my receipt. Like, I'm not getting into this with you. Just give me my receipt so I can leave.
At least you know who she was.
True. I'm sorry. It's all right, Leash.
Well, I don't know if it feel worse for me or Liz Phair.
I feel worse for him not knowing who Liz Phair is.
I know. He does need to know
who she
is.
How old was this kid?
Oh, probably 22.
Okay, so that's in that generation that is sort of, you know, grabbed hold of the 90s as their own.
No, they don't know anything. They don't know.
They got the fat, influenced by the 90s. And am I wrong? I feel like.
I mean, I think there are trends, but I don't think people really. It's like when we were younger and your parents would say, I don't know, I can't think of a name, but Vinny and the B-Sides. Like, I wouldn't
Vinny
have known.
And the B-Sides.
They're not real.
They're incredible.
But, like, I wouldn't have known who that was.
Huh.
And it probably, like, hurt.
I don't know.
Like a gut punch.
I don't know.
You're just trying to stay young.
Who's trying to stay young?
You, by saying that, you're in denial.
Ani DiFranco, I can believe if you haven't heard. She's a little more.
Oh, that's very. You're really reaching.
But Liz Phair is more out there.
I know. We think she's.
No, but she is. It's a fact. She's not Sarah McLachlan out there, but she's just under her.
There
I think she's just
who
under
won't
the
know
tier.
Who Sarah McLachlan is.
Get
this
the
is
fuck out of here.
This
you're
is what I'm trying
me.
To tell you. You're in denial. It's
how
bad.
How do people not know who Sarah McLachlan is? Give me a break.
Because
she's in all those commercials with the dying animals where you want to.
That's maybe where they would know her from. But they weren't born. They don't even know that Lilith Phair existed. They don't know who people are that are not from their generation.
They don't know. That's
so
upsetting.
Cry in your pillow because it's real.
If they don't know.
Is it upsetting though, or is it just the world keeps turning, Kate?
I think that it's sad for them because they missed out on some great music, on some great artists, on some great films, on some great clothing, during a great era that we'll never see again. It was like the last little era of innocence before the phones became a thing, the cell phones and everything else.
Yeah, cell phones.
And I feel sorry that if they don't know the 90s underground references, I'm sorry for them.
So your way out of it is pity?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I'm not going to take it on. I have enough to deal with. I'm not taking on that. No. It's a bummer for you. You can find all.
He's fine. The guy, he has a happy life. He has his own artist that he loves. He has his own.
That's great. 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 One day he'll discover Liz Phair. And he'll say,
I don't think he,
and
maybe
he'll say
he'll
to
look
himself,
her up later.
Who's this amazing? Oh my God, who is she? I've never heard of her before. Oh, she was
well,
popular in like 94, 95 or whatever. Oh, and then they discover her. And eventually a new generation will appreciate
Lara. What's going to happen to the guy at Trader Joe's? I'll tell you.
I couldn't tell you.
He's going to grow older. He's going to go buy some groceries at whatever supermart. Supermart. What am I talking about? Old.
Wow. You go shopping
Hold
at
on,
Acme
I need
too?
A minute from that one. Hold on. Okay, Grandma. What do they call?
Wow. Wow. Supermarkets?
I can't recover.
You mean supermarkets?
I can't recover.
Okay, from a grocery, he'll go to the latest, whatever the fuck it's going to be in the future, which is probably like, no, he's going to walk into a virtual reality and buy a fake banana. I don't know. But somebody's going to say to him, oh, who's that on your shirt? And it's going to happen to him. Nobody's immune to this. Nobody's immune. Oh. We all grow old and we all die. Happy 2024, everybody.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Anyway, I had a great time in Mexico.
Okay, great.
It was relaxing. And I said to Kim, I was like, we need more. This is the kind of getaway I want to start doing.
Not too far away?
It's not easy that. Sure. Yeah, that is nice because you're just there. But like more like those relaxing ones. We go to a lot of cities and we go on like, we go really put ourselves into the thing. You know what I mean? But I'm like, oh, but a beach is a kickback vacation. We don't do those.
So when I turn 50 and I decide to go to Bahia in Brazil, the greatest beach in the world, does that mean you and Kim are going to make the trek? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks.
I'll go anywhere you want me to for 50 because you'll be 50. How old will I? I'll be older. I'll make it.
Will you be able to at that age, Leish?
I hope so.
Are you sure?
I think I'm going to be a...
Wow, I did feel like the vote of confidence when I asked you, would you come to Bahia?
You sell it like it's 8,000 years away.
No, it's only
miles.
Four.
Not your... Sorry, I said years. I meant mile. Like...
Mile. Oh, it's easy. It's not that hard.
Yeah, of course. I'll go anywhere for you. When you turn 50.
You like beaches and relaxation and good food? That's where it's at. I'm glad you had a good time in Mexico, one of my favorite countries in the world, but... That beach in Brazil will change your perspective on what a beach is.
Okay. I have been to Brazil. You know this.
Yeah, but you haven't been to this part of Brazil.
Okay.
This is where I was.
You flying? Are you going to get the whole place? Like
yeah,
pay for
you
it?
You rent okay, a gorgeous great. House and.
Great. I'm there.
It's gorgeous.
It's great. I said, yeah. I can't wait.
You'd love it. You'd love it. Kim would too, because I know Kim is more of a beach girl than you. It's impressive because you never were a beach girl.
No. And you know what? I was listening today to Lana Del Rey's version of Country Roads.
Okay.
Country Road, John Denver. It's a beautiful version. And there's a line in there. And I was like, this is fucking funny. And I was going to tell Kim later because she also thinks my whole water thing is funny. I have to pull up the lyrics.
Considering you're a Cancer, I'm surprised you don't like the water more.
It's not... Okay, I love the water. I love the water. I just didn't grow up around...
But you don't like beaches. You've always said, I'm not a beach girl. You never have.
Here's what I've learned as I've gotten older. When you stay at a house on the beach, a lot of what I don't like about the beach is already wiped away because here's how I know the beach from, like... my childhood. You drive forever. You find a parking space. You have to walk 20 minutes through like whatever situation to get down to the beach. Mm-hmm. Then you have to, and you're carrying a ton of shit, by the way.
What
then
beach
you,
are you going to? What
I'm saying like if we went to Maine, which is like a rough beach, like we'd go visit my grandparents in Maine and there'd be like a day at the beach. Like you walk over a lot of rocks and then you got to get a car and then it just gets crowded and you got to find the space and then you got to put things out with the sand and then your picnic and all your sandwiches get sand. And
this is traumatic. It makes me never want to go to the beach again the way you describe this.
But like this was like I walked out of the door and I went.
Oh, you have no idea. Okay.
So I'm like, oh, I like that.
Oh,
sign me up for that.
Oh yeah, no. When I turned the big 50, you're.
I love that we're talking about your 50th.
Well, it's right around the corner, so I might as well start.
It's
planning.
Not a right. You enjoy your 40s. You're not there yet. But I mean, if you want
ahead. I'm planning ahead.
Okay. Do you want me to find these lyrics?
Not really. I think we passed the moment.
Okay, but it
if you
really
had him up in the
me.
Moment, it would have been a great lead-in. But considering we went off topic and then going back just feels like you're just
like going I'm going
back.
Backwards.
Kinda.
I'm secretly gonna look while you talk about the next thing, which I don't know what it's gonna be, but I'm secretly looking it up.
I don't know what the next thing is gonna
John
be.
Have you Denver? Yeah.
Oh, you might appreciate this.
Okay.
There's a new show on Netflix called. I think it's called Masters of the Universe. It's about soccer, okay. Behind the scenes of soccer teams.
Is this your new?
Leading up to and into the World Cup.
Okay.
And I'm watching it and I can appreciate soccer.
Oh, good for you.
But I thought you'd enjoy it because you like soccer.
I love soccer.
I don't know if you like men's soccer. Or
I
if you like the World Cup,
soccer.
I don't know.
You don't
what
know.
Your
I found the
are.
Lyrics. I love soccer.
I
men
recommend.
Or women.
I really recommend this. It's only 6 episodes, and it's a doc series, and it's fascinating.
Okay.
And you get to know all these different teams from all these different countries, and certain players within the team. Are you listening? Or are you looking
I
at
am.
Those lyrics? From
no,
Lana
I love. I
lo- you brought up
no,
15 minutes ago.
I'm listening. You love this doc series about
and,
soccer.
And what else did I say?
And you go behind the scenes of the soccer world.
I'm telling you, I think you'd like it. It's really well done.
Okay.
It's the same people who did the Formula One show, Drive to Survive.
I was just going to say this. You have a thing you like, which is you find a world
yeah.
and then you...
I like
they
to...
Have this for every, they have this for football, too, if you want to start liking football.
If
no?
This, if these producers did it for football, I might appreciate football more. But football's boring. I watch a play and then it cuts to a commercial. I watch
okay.
someone run a yard and then it cuts to
well,
a commercial.
Well, the Eagles are doing really well, so you might want to.
Are they in the Super Bowl?
There's no Super Bowl yet. It's the playoffs.
When is the playoffs?
They're starting. They're it's right now.
Who are they playing?
No, I'm not. I don't know the next game. They're in the play. They've made the playoffs and they're ranked very high.
How many people are in the playoffs?
People.
I mean, teams. How many teams are in a playoff?
That I don't know, but it's dwindled down. A lot of teams are out
right.
of the season.
So the Eagles are up there.
Yeah, they've been. Every time they're on, I text you and I'm like, your team's doing really well. Even though
I'm so happy they're doing well. And you know what?
I don't know if your fellow Philly fan are going to be happy
listen,
about
if they
this
play
news.
In the if they play the Super Bowl, I'll watch the Super
but
Bowl.
That's not
but
a
I'll
real
really
fan.
Really pay attention to the last 10 minutes of the Super Bowl.
It's not a. You're not a real really fan if you're not. You need to follow the team through thick and thin.
No, I'm not
through
doing
the
that.
Years of.
No, I've never done that.
Okay,
so
I don't.
Gonna, why am I going to
do
that?
Do you
want to
go
now?
Public with that?
No, or everyone gonna- knows this. I don't want. No, I'm just proud that the city's doing well, or the people repping the city are doing well. I don't watch the. I don't watch this. I like the last 10 minutes of the Super Bowl.
What does that mean?
Because that's when it's fun, and that's where you're like, oh, okay, who's going to win?
But the game leading up to the last 10 minutes can
interested.
Be super exciting.
I'm good.
Okay.
I know you. I know people who watch football don't understand this, but I've never enjoyed watching it. I don't think it's a fun sport to watch. Just don't. There's something very cozy.
But what if you found a doc series that there are plenty of? I think there's a very famous one on, is it HBO? I don't know. But where they do this, they pick a team every season and they-
It's HBO,
you get to know all the players on that team.
I tried watching it.
What if you watch the Philly? I bet there's one on the Phillies. It might be an old team.
I like baseball. I like to watch baseball. That's fun.
I didn't
fun.
Say baseball.
Oh, we're talking about football. Oh, I thought we were talking sports in general. We're just sticking to football.
I'm sure there's one on baseball.
Okay. No, tis the season. It's NFL series season. So yeah, we can stick to football.
Well, I was talking about the Eagles specifically.
You're happy the Eagles are doing well, and I want them to do well and rah, rah.
Do you?
Of course.
Okay.
Why do I have to watch it to show that?
Okay. Ready?
What are we?
Miner's Lady.
Who?
This is me. This is the lyric.
For what?
Stranger to Blue Water.
Who the fuck is this?
It's John Denver's song, Country Roads.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Country Roads. Okay. Miner's Lady, Stranger to Blue Water. And I was like, that's me. Even though I'm not from the mines, I was like, it's all about living in the country. A stranger to blue water. That's me.
We're back to talking about the beach. Okay.
Pants.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Before we leave 2023 in the dust, how was your birthday?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, considering you weren't in town for
it. Okay, you, first of all, gave me full... I
didn't think you were
going to
take me up on it. I'd say, no, of course. I didn't realize
really?
It was... Really? Yes.
But is that that feels passive aggressive.
No, I was shocked because you were like, oh, I don't really...
I said, oh, I don't want to leave on the 20th. We were going to leave on the 29th, but that's your birthday. I don't want to leave on the 20th. This is to go to Mexico. I don't want to leave on the 29th. And you said, oh, I don't care. We're moving. We're packing. And I was like, really? You go, yeah, I'm going to be so busy. I'm not even thinking about it.
Exactly. But I was just surprised. You were like, oh, no problem. Out.
But we celebrated your birthday before. It's not like
We did. We went out to dinner. I'm using the wallet.
And we had a cute little night.
I'm still using the wallet. Look, it's in my bag.
Have you watched any of your classes?
I was waiting to move in to have my own cozy playroom to burrow into my masterclass. Leisha got me a 1-year subscription to masterclass. I've always wanted it. I signed up. Yeah. I was perusing all of the categories and I was like, oh my God, this is endless.
I was like, Kate's going to love this.
But I didn't want to do it amongst chaos. I want to do it in calmness. So I'm waiting for my playroom to be finished.
Oh,
and then
you
can
do it at your own pace. You have a whole year. But I just wanted to let people know I wasn't an asshole.
I'm
we celebrated. Okay, we celebrated. I left on your birthday.
You.
Left the morning.
You
I'm sorry.
You took off. And had a great time without you. No.
Okay. Good. Which is, you should.
I passed our inspections.
Yep.
And that night, Anna made chicken wings and we did the Hot Ones challenge.
Hot Ones or Hot Wings?
The Hot Ones challenge that involved the chicken wings or like the vegan wings.
Yeah.
Some had vegan wings and it was honestly so much fun.
So you pre-bought, tell everyone what you did. You pre-bought.
Does anyone watch that show Hot
I'm
Ones?
Sure
I think
do.
It's the best show. I think it's the most clever concept for an interview thing, right? Like any good capitalist, Hot Ones thought, hey, let's sell the hot sauces so people can do this at home. I noticed that and I said, Anna, I would love to do this at some point. And she got it for my birthday. And she made a bunch of vegan wings and hot chicken wings, and each one had the sauce. So you go in the order because they are in an order and you see how far you can get.
And?
I got all the way.
Wow.
But holy shit, is some of that hot. It gets so hot, you feel euphoric because the chemicals in your brain can't compute the heat in your mouth. And so
you're like fight or flight.
Precisely. You feel like you're on drugs. I don't know what it is, but I felt like I was on drugs for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
From the number, how many do you do? 10.
You can stop anytime you like. You can stop anytime you like.
I'm sure.
But some of us got all the way. I think all of us outside of one person didn't get all the way through.
And what number did that person stop?
I think around 6.
That would have been.
Number 6 was Yeah. Anyway, I can't. It's so much fun. It is so much fun. Okay. I can't wait to do this with you.
Okay.
I wonder how far you get. You're going to want to just to complete it because you're just curious. Like, how hot is it really?
I mean, the curiosity is there already. I'm like,
and you don't need to eat
the
whole fucking thing. You can just take You can just take a bite of it if you don't have the, if you don't have it in you to finish. You can just take a bite.
And you pitched this. Do you want to do it the night before you leave for Mexico?
No, it would be a terrible idea.
Absolutely not.
Like, that would be a bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't want to do that.
But we'll do this soon. We'll do it over this. We'll do it soon. It's so much fun.
Okay.
Like, we, Anna and I, were like, that was more fun than we ever thought it would be.
Okay.
And then we found the tricks to sort of calm the heat.
Which is what, yogurt?
Yes.
Like,
is it tzatziki, that yogurt thing? The yogurt?
Yeah.
That will instantly will cool your taste buds. I had,
because it has cucumber in it too, right?
Yeah. It was just a really perfect sort of palate savior a little bit. Also oat milk. I had ice cold oat milk.
Oh, weird.
Ice water. But the more you talk, the more oxygen is hitting your mouth, so the more hot it gets. So I guess that's why it works great for an interview, because you're talking.
Yeah.
But sometimes you couldn't think. Like, there were times where none of us could think straight.
Okay. Well, that's great. It's fun. Because you really wanted to do that on your birthday.
And some of the flavors are really good.
Yeah.
Like, they're so
good. Do they change the 10, or is it the same all the time?
I think every season they have a different...
Oh, that's
but there
good.
Are a couple staples that are tried and true. They'll never leave. Like, number 8 is something called the bomb. And that's supposed to be the mother of all death out of the 10.
Oh, not even 10?
It's
not
10 was gnarly, actually. I thought by 10, your mouth is so numb you wouldn't taste it. I tasted it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Does anyone go backwards?
World's your oyster. You can do whatever you want. I wanted to be a traditionalist.
Okay.
Have you heard of this, Arwen?
Yeah, everyone's heard of this thing.
I don't know. I thought it was just an internet thing. You've heard of it?
Love the hot ones challenge. I've done that, you gotta come at over. Restaurants.
Oh, you've done
I
it?
I love it.
You'll have to join us, because it's fun when you have a lot of people.
Right, and you get to watch each other.
Yeah, you don't want to do it with just two people. Like, you could. No one says you can't. But it's more fun when there's a group of people.
Great.
And because you get to watch people.
Yeah.
And the energy makes you want to win the challenge. All right, we'll do it. It's so much fun.
Well, before we go, we want to thank everybody for giving us all those suggestions about the movies that we haven't seen. And now we have like a bucket of...
I saw some of the movies.
Sure, we've seen some of them. But like, we got thousands came in.
Yeah, there were some I never heard of.
Yeah.
There were a few that I had heard of.
We really, I have to say,
it provoked a conversation. I like
yes,
it.
And also we need to watch a lot of those and maybe do another episode about.
I saw some that were suggested, and I won't mention what they are.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I seen it, didn't love it.
All right.
But there were some where I thought, oh, I never heard of that.
Well, thank you, because we obviously needed a bigger list than what you and I have
seen.
I think
we did okay, though.
Did we? Okay.
Actually, I left some out.
I know, but... I'm just trying to thank people.
Like, why doesn't anyone bring up Portrait of a Lady on Fire? Duh, that came out before Ammonite. People were commenting. I just want to say, I forgot to bring that up.
Yeah, I know. It was a little overwhelming that day, because whenever I have to remember things and make a list of what I've, it's hard for me. And sometimes I'm like, did I watch that? That's how bad my memory is. Which is sad. But let's not go out on that note.
Happy 2024.
Anyway, thanks everybody, and we'll see you next week. When do we get to announce things? Okay, we'll see you next week.
Next week. Don't announce to announce yet.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Leisha Haley, and Kate Menig. Produced and edited by Arwen Nix. Mixed by Valentino Rivera. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Theme song by Carolina Pera of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.